Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Welcome to the Big Biz Show.
I'm your number one fan, man. Woo!
Featuring insight and analysis that's second to most.
You don't impress me.
With Russ T. Nails.
Boogily boogily doo.
And Sully something.
You think he's a real man, but you're being tucked in.
Taking a professional look at the markets and investing in stuff through bloodshot eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's just gibberish.
Now, here's Russ and Sully.
Live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California, on the Biz Television Network, as well as in 150 radio stations nationwide, coast to coast, on, among others, Biz Talk Radio Network, iHeartMedia, American Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea. Big Biz Show on the air. I listened to us while I was in. I've been traveling a little bit, and I've been out. I've listened to us via the Biz TV app. Hmm. And Deb Cole in studio for Russ T. Nails today. That's Russ was here. Now Russ is gone. Russ may be back for the second half of the show. Not sure. One of the bathroom doors is locked, so I'm not sure what's going on in there. But I did. So there's a Biz TV app, and there's a Biz Talk Radio app that you can get for your smartphone.
So you've joined the app revolution, too.
I am. I'm so impressed. If I go to my, and by the way, I have them all organized. So if I have, if I go to my little radio TV segment, and I hit Biz Talk Radio. In fact, I shouldn't hit it now because it'll start playing. There it goes. I knew it was going to start playing. So see, and that's, and this is you.
So you get it instantly.
Yeah, I get it instantly. It instantly comes on.
Wow.
And you can listen to us there. I listen to us in the car in one city.
Yes.
But I also, you can also catch us there. Great to have you along today. Deb Cole here, our social media expert. And we were talking about how companies need to kind of shift focus on their social media. Because you know what I hear, what I found too is we no longer, we used to have a Big Biz Show Twitter feed that had about 30,000 followers.
Right.
We were told by you and a couple other people, people don't follow shows, they follow personalities.
People. Correct.
So I moved that over, and then we had to start over again, and now we've got a big pile of followers again.
I remember you mentioning that. The moment you shifted so that it was you and your face as opposed to a logo, all of a sudden you got way more interactivity, more followers.
So how do companies do that, though? Because let's face it, you've got companies there that don't have a face.
Right.
I mean, obviously, some have a CEO or an executive chairman, like my friend Stretch Fowler, who's going to be joining us here in a minute. But let's say take 2050 Motors, for example.
Right.
That's a brand that's going to be well known.
It is. So what Ford did, they put Scott Monty in charge, and everyone knew him. He would go to expos, he would go to different conferences, and so
they hire an influencer.
It absolutely. So, and you have to have that person that likes people, wants to interact. So he became the face of Ford.
Maybe 2050 needs to be the force of 2050 Motors. What do you think? Stretch Fowler in studio, executive director, executive chairman, director. I have a mental block about this. He's just the boss. I just know him as the boss of 2050 Motors. Their stock symbol, ETFM, they are a publicly traded company. And let's talk about this. That is their Ego car. That is their Ibis car. Both of them are electric vehicles. Both of them made out of carbon fiber. And you've heard the story here many times on the program. But I wanted to bring Stretch in because there's a couple of new things happening. But I got to talk back about some of the old stuff. Do you remember when you were here about a month ago? And you brought in a piece of carbon fiber that the car was made out of, right? And it had a couple of, I would say, not even scars on it. Maybe like a tiny pockmark on it. And that was caused from what? A bullet? Is that what I understand?
Well, we had a .22 caliber pistol, and we had a .38 police special.
That shot?
Shot right at it. Yeah, I think the fellows have a clip here to show you.
So.
And unbelievable how this carbon fiber held up. It was not pierced.
In fact, here it is. So here's a guy taking a shot.
Watch real closely there.
Is that the bullet that came back at him?
Yeah, that's right. The bullet came here. Watch slow motion now. Here comes the bullet. There you go, right there. Look at that.
Bounced right off of it.
Bounced right off.
And that was the piece of, that was the piece that you brought in here. And that's so tell us quickly, give us the elevator pitch about the company again, because it's, because I think interestingly enough, if you think about this, this is the first Chinese car company that will be in the U.S. It is the first carbon fiber car company, I think, in history. It's not the first electric vehicle, but it's certainly the lightest electric vehicle. So talk about all those things.
One of your guests last time I was here had a friend that had a carbon fiber hood. A lot of the teenagers have carbon fiber parts.
Right.
This is the first all-carbon fiber body on an all-aluminum chassis.
Right.
So the whole thing is Detroit. Everybody's cutting down on weight of cars.
Yeah.
That's the answer. Carbon fiber, carbon fiber, carbon fiber.
So, and the biggest part of this thing is not just the fact that it's lighter. It's the fact that it's safer.
Safety.
Do we have this? So if you go to 2050 Motors, one of my, I'm just a geek. I look at this a lot, frankly. It's like, you know, one of those YouTube videos when you want to show, like, Deb, you talk about the cat videos.
Mm-hmm.
This is my version of a cat video. I've shown this video. I personally have shown this video at least 50 times, not even on television, just to my friends. Take a look at this slow motion crash. This was done in China in their manufacturing facility. This is slow motion, obviously. But this car is going 35 miles an hour. Now watch what happens to the car. Hits a freaking brick wall. Boom. Lifts off the ground. Look at the front of the car. Crashes in, and then all of a sudden it pops back into shape. Play that one more time, guys, and I'll let Stretch describe it. But what's amazing here is normally after you see these crash tests, you see the impact zone, right? Is that what they call it, the impact zone?
That's right.
And look at this car. It looks the same now as it does 3, 2, 1. It still looks the same.
The airbag deployed there, Sully, and we had no airbag in front of the passenger. So at 35 miles an hour, all the measurements, passengers survived also.
So keep this up there for a second, guys. Now, this is a picture, and obviously it looks pretty beat up, but there is no damage.
No.
You pop that back into shape, and you just repaint it.
No crumpling at
all. There's no, I mean, if you look, I mean, you see some of the, it's white paint, see some of the black marks? That's just black paint that chipped off because the thing was malleable. Basically into a brick wall. So that brings up safety, okay?
Absolutely.
So if you think in terms of I think in terms of when I look at a smart car, which I think is where we're going, I think I'm going to die. I'm going to get in that thing and somebody's going to, I'm going to hit a bulldog and I'm going to die.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to freaking hit a speed bump and that thing's going to roll. This is a completely different story here. So suddenly you've got efficiency and you've got safety at the same time, right?
That's exactly right.
Let's talk about that just for one more second, because you also have efficiency with respect to how light this thing is. So you've got safety and you have strength and durability. But how? Give me an example, because you have a fact about Tesla versus you guys, and I can't remember exactly how to say this. I'm going to let you do it. But your ego vehicle is so light. How does that compare to Tesla?
First of all, nice to meet you, Deb.
Yeah.
Pleasure. Isn't this nice to meet Deb every time? Everyone says that.
Okay.
This is the first little car that I would consider getting into.
Because of the safety thing?
Yeah, the safety. What absolutely.
What do you think? How do you think it looks? Do you think it looks good?
It's cute.
Wait till you see after the break what they got coming. But continue with
okay,
your...
Okay, so basically, why in Las Vegas? 2 million people captured.
Okay.
The average mileage a day that a family of three or four drive, 50 miles.
Uh-huh. Right.
School, work, shopping.
Right.
That's it. School, work, shopping. So this is the work car.
Okay.
Pick up the SUV, travel 500 miles, no problem. But this one here, if I was my two little children, my 15-year-old daughter, I want her to drive this car.
Right. Sure.
Okay, that's the whole game. And your reaction was fantastic. Thank you. It was wonderful.
Because the big dish show.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's the big
you feel show. Safe to step into it.
Exactly. One of our
next features coming up, as Sully has done a series with us, and we certainly appreciate that, we're going to have a smart car. Have our two egos side by side. They're really going to compare.
So the two egos side by side, I mean the new one, which we're going to show you after the break. But before we get to that part, talk about the manufacturing facility and talk about the model, because it's the Toyota business model, right?
That's exactly right.
What is the Toyota business model?
Well, the business model is the fact is that yes, we have a $100 million factory in Yangxing province in China that will make these cars, no problem, okay? China being very careful now because they know they want to be the largest and they have to be on this time. This cannot be made in China stuff. No. This has to be a real deal. So that's why they're putting this company through loops now. Their own,
So this, the quality factors, the perception issue is going to have to be
huge.
Pretty big here in the States.
And all the safety factors.
Sure.
This is the finest testing facility in China that you saw that
now,
test right
well, the
there.
DOT, the Department of Transportation recognized this, the National Highway Safety.
A lot of the testing protocol will be recognized, yes, but they have their own quality, cart catalog. But we have all the engineers set up to do exactly what we'll pass.
So when you bring this, by the way, they're not bringing fully built cars. And this is a Toyota model. They're bringing parts over and assembling them here.
Well, to start, Sully, right? we've already tested the market. We had the opening. You saw the Ibis in Vegas.
Sure.
Terrific reaction for that car. Mm-hmm. And then that's the black one. That's a larger sedan touring car. Mm-hmm. The reaction, the same thing. Sat in that car, Rusty sat in it, slammed it. In the Eagle, like a Mercedes, like a Bentley. Right. I mean, it's just so compact.
Yeah.
Again, your reaction without even touching it, just looking at it.
So watch. So when we come back from the break, what you're going to see is you're going to see Joe LaStella, their chief engineer, who's a rock star engineer in this country, who happens to be the chief engineer for 2050 Motors. He's going to have a sledgehammer in his hand, and he's beating the hell out of an F350 pickup. And you see what it does to the body; it caves in. Right after that, in slow motion, you're going to see Joe beating the hell out of an Ego, the little car you just saw crash test, with a mallet, and you're going to see what happens. We're going to do that when we're coming back from the break. In the meantime, though, I want you to tell us about that facility real quick. How much money do they spend on that manufacturing facility?
Okay, so that's $100 million. Yeah. They have a capacity to build 22,000 cars a year. Big facility.
Yeah.
They're already starting the facilities additional to that, Sully, 100,000 units a year. So with the new styles that I brought today to show you, they want to Americanize it for us because the other car was more European, and I think you all saw that. Even though it's a small, compact car, it's not a smart car. You can zip down the aisles and so forth. This next one, of course, I like your reaction to see the next two here, because the facility is all set up because the chassis is the same. All they're going to do is bring in the component parts and build on top of the chassis.
So three things are going to come up here if we get back to the break. Number one, you're going to see that the chief engineer, who really is a rockstar engineer in this country, Joe LaStella, is going to be beating the crap out of a F-350 and see what it does to that car versus their car. Also, we got some news about a big amount of money these guys just raised. We'll talk about that. And then you're going to see Deb's reaction to the sexiest EV on the planet coming up. Big Biz Show. Stand by.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MY-TV. That's 1-877-439-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MY-TV. That's 1-877-439-MY-TV.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, Sully's Biz Brew, our affiliates, and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about, interviewing, or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org. Live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Biz Brew's on the air. Sully here. No Rusty. Russ might be coming back. The bathroom, I'm hearing sounds in there. Deb Cole, in the meantime, filling in for Rusty Nails. Coach Deb is our social media expert. Great to have her. So grateful to have her back in the studio with us. Go to CoachDeb.tv. Now, do we have you follow you at Coach Deb on... Where would you? Where do you? I mean, I tell people to follow me on Twitter, but
Twitter's
I should maybe.
Great. No, I
should I be Snapchatting?
You should be Snapchatting, but I
instead
use,
of Twitter.
Both.
Just go ahead and say it.
Both.
I don't have time for all.
All right, then.
Well,
just
will Hootsuite let me Snapchat too?
I believe I haven't used Hootsuite.
Hootsuite's
in a long
time. Great.
I know you love Hootsuite
because I can do it all one time.
Yes.
Boom, done.
It's just efficient.
Poops it out there.
Yep.
The whole world. I don't really do it myself, by the way.
You can
tell the ones I'm doing. You can tell when it's me, can't you? On social media, and you can tell when it's somebody else.
Maybe, perhaps.
You can tell when it's me that does it.
It's your show. I'm not going to insult you.
You can totally tell when the lame crap comes out. It's coming from me.
But that's good. That's the authenticity that is missing.
Well, the network handles a lot of it, and the producers handle a lot of this stuff.
Right.
When I try to, when it's me, you can tell.
It's raw. Maybe that's what's better.
2050 Motors is in studio. Stretch Fowler is with us, and of course, you're very familiar with Stretch. I have to say a couple of things here. First of all, we talked about the carbon fiber vehicle. This is the EV, electric vehicle, that's made out of carbon fiber, manufactured in China, assembled here in the U.S. They just raised a big chunk of money. Talk about that, Stretch.
Well, the chunk of money is for an assembly plant.
Okay.
So right now, all the authorities in Las Vegas have been very cooperative to have the incentive programs in place. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this foreign trade zone I just started to mention to Deb is a terrific, unbelievable opportunity mm-hmm. because you bring trade free in without mm-hmm. taxation.
Sure, sure.
You then have enough savings there to pay the labor. So you really have cost savings, which, again, is what everybody's
sure.
concerned about.
Right.
So if you start with the safety and you go down to the cost mm-hmm. or you go up to the, wherever it is to put that together, we will have the costless
Most cost-effective.
Most cost-effective car, safe car in America.
So how much money did you guys raise for this thing?
So far, we're probably in the $20 million range.
Wow. But you just did a press release last week about 10 of that, right?
That's right.
Wow,
that's
$10 million. So that's a, and that was a private deal, right?
All
right.
Deal.
So if you want to take a look at that press release, just go to ETFM. Their stock symbol, go to 2050motors.com. Now, a couple new developments. We have a demo tape with Joe LaStella, this rock star engineer who happens to be the engineer, chief engineer for 2050 Motors. This is to demonstrate the strength and the flexibility of the carbon fiber.
Another test.
All right,
another test for the women.
Watch this and talk about this stretch a little bit.
There, look at that. Look at that, Dave. Look at that. Look at that.
He's smacking the hell out of a 350. And the owner comes out shortly after this, which is the best part about it. And this is looks like. No, that's not. That was that his truck, by the way?
No.
This is a friend of yours.
That was his son's truck.
His son's truck.
His son's out of town.
But look at this. Watch this. It's amazing. He's hitting this with even more force.
Yeah, his son's out of town. So.
He's hitting this with more force than he had the other. And look at this. There's
absolutely.
It just bounces off.
Wow. Absolutely.
And you saw the crash test with it. You know, just there he goes again. That's his son yelling at him. That was his son in the background yelling at him. So that's pretty significant, talking about the strength and the safety of that car, right, Stretch?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's really what
absolutely.
It comes down to. The other part of this, and this is for Deb. Because while we're here, I do want to talk about social media. I want you to give him advice because now you know what this thing is. But check out. So these cars, look at the website, 2050motors.com. You'll see the red Ego and the black Ibis. Okay, these
right.
cars. The design of these cars, by the way, are Italian design. Okay, this is why they look so great. You've seen Russ has done an interview with them. In the back of the and there you go. That looks like any luxury car you see in the U.S.
Right.
Now, there's a version 2.0 of that red car right there, isn't it?
Absolutely right.
And what's it called?
That one at this point in time is unnamed because they're putting together it may be an Asian name, but we may come up with what, and I think branding is very important. So, yes, we'll have a lot to say about the name of the car.
So the Chinese manufacturing companies right now coming up. But and this is not just a concept vehicle. This is the next version, right?
The molds are being made. Exactly right.
Check this out. Look at that car, Deb. Would you ride that?
First impression.
I totally
your
would.
First impression.
That looks like a futuristic car.
Now that's an Italian design.
Now that's a sexy car.
And just imagine a door cut there, Deb, and Sully, because that's going to be a 4-door car.
Oh, I see. Okay?
Wow. 5-place, 5-passenger.
Think it has Wi-Fi in there?
Trunk room.
My car has Wi-Fi. You know that's going to have everything. Hey, before I let you out of here today, Stretch, I got to ask you this. I'm putting you on the spot here. You don't even know this is coming, but you already know that I'm an idiot when it comes to social media because I've admitted it on the air, okay? Deb knows, who's known me for what, 6 years or better?
Yeah.
Knows I'm an idiot with social media. I figure I got a microphone, a TV camera, and a website. What else do I need? Mm-hmm. What would you tell a company like this who's coming into this country with perhaps one of the most robust technologies? Yep. Pressing all the right buttons, environmental button, economic button, safety button, the whole thing. How do they get their, should they be getting their word out via social media? When does that happen? Because the car is going to be introduced for sale sometime next year.
Right. A couple things. Well, there's probably a dozen things, but a couple for now on the air. One, I would make sure you have a sexy name and you brand your car. And then when you get here, do a social media campaign where you put it in the hands of young people that are just getting their license. Right, their parents are worried that they're going to be out there in a new car.
Wow.
My car was a very small Volkswagen Bug, and my dad was like, I want you to have a big tank. So this is kind of one of those things. And then put it in the hands of videographers that are younger and have them do a whole video, install the video in the car to have they're driving, they're having fun, but it gets it out there in a fun way.
And this is outside of regular putting advertisements on.
Exactly.
This is the free stuff.
Yes, this is the free stuff.
Have you guys thought about this stuff?
The car club, Montebello. I mean, all the Hispanics, they love it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
The Montebello car club, right? So, but here's my question for you: is that if you think in terms of non-traditional advertising.
Yes.
There's no better non-traditional advertising than free advertising. Stretch, thank you so much. I appreciate it once again. Stretch Fowler, 2050 Motors, 2050motors.com, and, of course, their stock symbol, ETFM. If you take a look at them online, you can see all those videos, I'm assuming, are online that we just showed there, Stretch. Was that
always, that's right.
Everyone,
that's right. Sorry.
But thanks, man. He'll be back with us next week because we have a big surprise for you. I brought up the smart car. This has inspired stretch to put the two cars next to each other with a smart car in the middle to tell you how unsafe this smart car is. Thank you, Stretch. Appreciate that. All right. There you go. Social media expert Deb Cole. Thanks, Deb. Appreciate your help on that. What do you think? You think that's going to take, I think that'll be the next thing?
I think
you imagine if millennials got a hold of that?
Yeah, definitely. So. And they need to just brand it with a sexy name.
Exactly. Right.
Like, what is it? It's not a smart car.
That's
it's a
exactly
safe car.
Right. Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Sully on the Air until I figure out a Snapchat thing. See you in a minute.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
The Big Biz Show and our affiliates, our hosts, are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. We also do segments like Small Caps or People Too, Put That in Your Man Purse, and Buy, Sell, or Hold. The Big Biz Show has entered into agreements to provide exposure for most of these companies, and those companies agree to compensate us either in free trading shares, restricted stock, or cash. To avoid all potential conflicts of interest, we do not sell shares into the open market during any company interview or any period thereafter in which the value of those shares might be impacted by our agreement. This means as we release new information about a particular company, either during our broadcast, on our website, or otherwise authored by us, you can be confident that we are not selling shares at the same time. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by going to bigbizshow.com, Small Caps or People 2 segment, or contacting bigbizradio at yahoo.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available on the websites of the Securities and Exchange Commission at sec.gov. From the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show is on the air. TV, radio, nationwide, coast to coast, and in American Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea. We are brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be your rock for retirement. Also brought to you by Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. Starbucks Coffee is a sponsor. Maybe you heard of them. Bloomin' Brands and their fine family of restaurants, including Leroy Selman's Barbecue, Cheeseburger in Paradise, Fleming's Steakhouse, Roy's Restaurant, and Outback Steakhouse. They are publicly traded, you know, under the symbol BLMN. Tax Resolution Services is now called Tax Defense Partners, 866 Tax Defense. Tax debt negotiation and resolution. When you have tax troubles, you want Tax Defense Partners on your side. Also, Tax Audit Defense, their sister company. Origin Clear, Breakthrough Water Cleanup Technology, United Cannabis Corporation, and Price Patrol. Get the new Price Patrol app today. Good stuff. Thanks so much. So we just talked to Stretch Fowler, who's the executive director of the 2050 Motors Incorporated company, 2050 Motors Inc. They're publicly traded. Full disclosure, I don't own their stock yet. I sure like the company. ETFM is their stock symbol. You can go to their website, 2050motors.com, and it's fantastic because they have the exclusive rights to import and assemble the most advanced electric vehicles purchased in the, or produced in the world. Because why? Because they're carbon fiber. So we're going to go outside right now because Rusty Nails in the back of Jump Television Studios has wrangled Stretch Fowler and has a couple of cars. Russ, what are you looking at out there?
Hey, I'm looking at a sunny day, first of all.
Wow, look at that.
Stretch and I are out here in front of the two vehicles we've been talking about. The little guy, the Ego, nice flaming rojo color. Very sexy.
That's right. Exactly right. Remember, Rusty, this is five times stronger than steel, five times, right, and a third of the weight. So you're talking about a very, very strong material, Italian design and Italian concept that brought into China.
So this is the stuff like my real light golf clubs are made out of and that kind of stuff?
Exactly right.
You mentioned some military usage of the same product.
The actual military use it in Italy.
Yeah.
And how about a Bugatti?
How about a Bugatti? Do I got one on my nose? Forget about it. No. Well, let's take a look then inside this car. Have a go, an ego, if you will.
Hey, Russ. Can I ask you? Does it, like, when you close the door, does it feel different because it's carbon fiber, or does it feel like a regular car?
Well, let me do that real quick because Stretch, if you'll talk Sully through what I'm doing and what I'm going to hear when I close the door, it's been compared to that Mercedes thud, that sound of silence. You're a reporter now. Carry on.
Okay, got it. Okay, so just step in there and then just slam it like as hard as you want, buddy.
Slam away.
Ready.
Wow. So now you can't hear Russ. Yeah, this is real.
I'm sitting tired of it. Oh,
oh there he is.
I can't even hear it.
No, really. That's a solid sounding car.
The
look
Russ.
How good it looks in here. Take a shot inside. It looks like a little Italian roadster out there.
Exactly right. This is your economy car. This is your commuter car. In Vegas, there's 2 million people captured there. So this car, the average driver in Vegas drives 50 miles a day. Yeah. This car will be the workhorse, okay?
These things get about 200 miles per charge, isn't
200
it?
200 miles per charge. There's three packs, okay? So you got a 17 kilowatt hour, 24 kilowatt hour, 33 kilowatt hour. So the three of these can run you around Vegas without a charge for 4 or 5 days. No
problem. Does the bigger car hold more battery power?
Now, that's 800 pounds less weight than the Tesla S.
Okay, yeah.
And 800 pounds less weight, the same battery pack, so it will achieve about the same range, over 250 miles.
These are so cool. And again, this one I compare to like a Bentley kind of design or what's the other one? The Rolls-Royce kind of design. Take a peek inside that one, too.
We've
talk about this car a little bit.
Okay, so this car here now will be ready for production probably a year later because we're going to focus on the economy car first.
Yeah. Now, Sully, I think you're in line for a new car, aren't you?
Yeah, I think about this time next year I'll be behind the wheel of one of those deals. First of all, Russ, real quickly on the first car, regular speeds goes up to 65 miles an hour? How fast do these things go?
The ego, kind of miles per hour, can you reach on that thing?
This is your standard 0 to 60. There's not a consumer car in this line of cars right here that this car cannot equal 0 to 60 miles.
Oh my God!
That's that electric rush you get. Remember slot cars when you would push the little button down, you go, and they would take. I mean, fly around the corner and just go off. Yeah,
that's exactly.
That's
right.
The same kind of experience. Exactly right. And this one behind me again. What is the name of this one? The Chinese bird.
Ibis. IBIS.
The Ibis. And again, it's a four seater. It's a touring sedan.
Touring sedan. This is a five seater here. That's a four seater there. I can sit in the back seat of that car. I can sit in the back seat of this car.
Yeah, let's take a look at the inside of that.
It shows you that the leg room is here.
Because you're Stretch, and that goes with height. So, you're. Let me take it. Let me just sit in there real quick.
Yeah, Russ, get in that thing for a second.
Because I will look good. I will look so. I might need a mustache for this rig. This is so nice. Wow. This is. Go ahead and slam the door on me.
Oh, my finger's in there, for God's sakes, man. Open the freaking door, Stretch.
No, I'm kidding. No, this, again, it sits and fits and feels like, most cars that I've been in, there's no difference at all.
Ask him what it takes to go from inception to fruition. So you got the red car right there called the Ego. That's the red one that we saw. And what does it take to get it from where it is now to get it into a showroom? And then fast forward to a year from now when the sedan is ready.
How long before this thing's in the showroom? The red, little red guy.
If we pull the 8 off the line about 4, 5, 6 months and crash test them here to DOT standards, Department of Transportation standards, this could be in your showroom by next year, by first quarter.
How about this bad boy behind me?
This bad boy behind you is going to take a little more development. This is two of a kind. This was the hit of the Shanghai show a year ago.
Yeah.
Tesla was 50 yards away. This one here is going to take about a year, year and a half, maybe.
Can we cut to the trophy of the hit of the Shanghai show?
Such
a cool trophy. No. So this is going over big. And again, already established in Europe at all or will be? Or this is a global project for you or just U.S.?
That car there with the crash testing we just saw in the video, Rusty, that one there passed the European standards.
Yeah.
So this car here could be marketed within a year, probably in Europe. But as far as our roads are concerned here, we're very definitely going to pass the DOT standards first.
Russ,
yeah.
before I'm going to grab you to come in here real quickly, one of the significant differences between the Tesla that he mentioned and this car is this car is significantly lighter. How much lighter is this car, Russ?
Watch this. I'm going to lift the damn thing. Here we go.
Everybody get that. Oh, for God's sakes.
You lied to me, dude. No. They. What's this way?
Compared to the other one.
Compared to the little guy.
Okay. The little guy, Tesla's battery pack in this car, the battery pack weighs 1,500 pounds. That car with the battery pack weighs 1,500 pounds.
Wow.
And the batteries are usually
the batteries are already in there. That's right. Okay. Yeah. So you want to talk about the 80 story real quick with Toyota?
We're going to go back in.
You guys get back in here. We'll talk after the break.
These are some of those the current technology in batteries going a long way. It's not like the little ones you throw at hockey games.
Lithium ion batteries.
You spit on me a little.
That's exactly
there.
Right. Nails, get back in here. Bring Stretch, and I want to talk to George. Fantastic stuff, boys.
All right, we'll be back in.
All right, see you in a minute. Wow, good stuff, and thanks again to our Cameron, Michael Darcy back there, Chris Janik is our director, and Curtis Medebacher, our AD there, to get that all set up there. And, boy, I'll tell you, once again, that was Stretch Fowler. Stretch Fowler was the executive director of 2050 Motors, Inc., and their stock symbol is ETFM. And, of course, we come back. We're going to talk to George Hedrick. George Hedrick is the VP of North America Operations. We're going to get down to the nuts and bolts of getting the car on a lot here in San Diego. It's Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Sully on the Air. Follow Russ on Twitter somewhere. Nobody really cares. Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. See you in a minute.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money. money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
The Big Biz Show. Well, enjoying might be a stretch for some. Here's Russ and Sully.
Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. Good to have you along, especially our Armed Forces Radio Network audience in 175 countries and all the ships at sea. Rusty, did we get nominated for the Emmy?
Oh, I forgot to check. That's right. Last night were the nominations. We'll find out.
Our friend Joe Little got nominated for a lot of stuff. We had a nomination go in because of the Challenged Athletes Foundation. We had a blind, believe it or not, a veteran blind water skier.
Right. Good show. Good interview.
That was benefited by Challenged Athletes Foundation. So we, of course, pandered to the Emmy committee to see if we could win an Emmy for it.
Well, we have a special category, too. Bob Sullivan has lost, I think, six-time Emmy loser. I'm six-time Emmy winner.
Yeah, Russ has won six times. I've lost.
So we break even
on
this show.
It's fine. I'm not sad. I'm not.
No.
I'm not bitter at any time.
No, not you.
To be nominated is an honor, which is just crap.
Yeah. Come on, practice your speech.
If I can't win, I don't want
to
go.
We're going to Palm Springs for for the handouts.
That's good stuff.
Next month.
By the way, nice job outside with our friends at 2050 Motors, Rusty Hills. Good stuff. Nice car. I can't believe
they are nice.
How solid the car is.
It's funny, you know, it looks like it's metal, like it's heavy metal.
Well,
not like a rock guitar,
but
you tap it, it's not heavy metal.
Right.
You notice it right away.
But it's a substantial car.
And right when you cut away last week, I don't know if you saw this, but I was about to lift the car. Then I did, but we weren't on camera.
And we missed you, and you lifted the whole car. So we had a good chance to talk to Stretch Fowler. He was the executive director and a great spokesperson for the company.
Yeah, real cool.
But I want to get to the nuts and bolts of this thing even further. So we brought in George Hedrick. George Hedrick is the VP of North America Operations. George, thanks for joining us here. Boy, good stuff. I tell you, this got to be exciting for you. You come from the gaming industry and realize there's an opportunity here somewhere. So you jumped all over us. Give us sort of your genesis, how you got involved and why you're so excited about the car.
Well, I've known Stretch Fowler and Joe and a few of the rest of our group for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And Stretch being the dynamic personality that he is. Mm-hmm. We kind of hit it off because he's the entry man. I'm the calm.
You're right.
He's the cleaner.
Yes.
Yeah, he's the hatchet man. That's what he is. Stretch is the face.
I don't know what Stretch told you, but here's the real.
But there needs to be the patient guy, which
the
is
balance.
Not Russ.
No.
Like Chris Janikas is my George Hedrick.
There you go.
Okay. I'm Stretch. He's George. From now on, we're going to name it the show.
Stretch and George.
Your VP of North America Operations, your job is to modify, assemble, market, and sell these vehicles, correct?
Right. We can
in that order,
these
just about.
Cars for the American market.
So what kind of a, I guess, arduous task is it to modify to make it DOT happy?
Not too much. They've done a very good job in China in preparing this car.
Yeah.
Our guys, our chief engineer, Joe LaStella, Stretch, Michael, who are president, have all made several trips there and to the factory and adjusting things.
Yeah.
This is what we need. This is what they expect in the American market.
So it's your own standards mixed with what our government says. It's got to be this way. You can't get it on the road.
You don't have a choice when the government wants something.
More than anything, though, it's got to be safety because it's not emissions, certainly, right?
Safety, it is about emissions. It's about our carbon footprint.
Oh.
Electric is about a carbon footprint.
Okay. Wow.
What's it take to assemble these things, and what's it costing the environment just to assemble it, sort of, right?
Well, the assembly is the only part that you're going to have anything to do with it environmentally.
Right. Yeah. Mm. Let's talk. So we talk about the modification and the assembly. You guys are looking to build a plant somewhere in
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Right. Unless we can talk him to come to San Diego now.
Well, land might be a little cheaper out there in Vegas.
However,
yeah.
What a great economic impact.
Where we're at.
Yeah.
No kidding.
In the city of Las Vegas.
Right in the middle.
We'll have a assembly plant that would be like no other. You actually will have a showroom, a corporate office, training centers, help saw, whatever.
Sure.
And you'll be able to design your car.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have a little kiosk there. You can design what you want in this car. And go over and watch this car get us.
Nice.
George,
like a car wash almost. You're watching it go down the line. Oh, here comes my seats. Here comes my...
different thing.
The old gateway computer store.
I'm just imagining, because I've done that. You look at the window, like, there goes my car. It comes out, and I get in and go.
The name of the company, of course, 2050 Motors, Inc., and, of course, their stock symbol is ETFM. George, I got to ask you, give me a time frame of where we are now. We saw two beautiful cars behind the studio today that Russ and Stretch just demoed for us. From the time you get from where they are now to where you are actually showroom ready, what's the time frame look like for something like that?
The cars that you saw are prototypes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's done. We've crash tested. We have several cars that have been crash tested.
Mm-hmm.
Now we bring eight cars here. We crash test the cars.
Sure.
They pass. We're ready to go into production.
And those cars are ready to drive when they get
coming off the manufacturing line in China. We ship over the parts. We assemble them here in Las Vegas or San Diego.
Yeah,
that idea.
Yeah, right on the beach.
We're at the stage.
I'm making some phone calls after the show.
Now, I was talking to Stretch.
Mayor Faulkner.
Hello. Kev.
Kevin.
I was talking to Stretch about the Toyota years ago. Thought, well, we're making all these parts. Why don't we just ship the parts over to the U.S. and assemble them there?
Exactly. And Mitsubishi did that, I believe, in the Pacific Rim.
Now, you've
got... They weren't allowed to... ship a whole car. They had to assemble.
Pieces at a time.
This is something that wasn't born yesterday, but very cost efficient.
Sure.
And you pass that on to the customer, makes for a decent car for a decent price.
Would you roll out on a national basis from the very beginning? In other words, when it's time to produce the Ego and sell it,
We'll stick to the Southwest.
Uh-huh.
We'll stick to the areas where
regional
people are confined. And California is a good example in areas like San Diego. You're stuck on this 8:05 or the 5 at 5 o'clock. Now,
sucks.
You're sitting there, and you're not creating any emissions.
Well, and you're not losing money on gas.
All of the above.
No, you're not.
Which is the bigger part of that thing.
Absolutely.
George, thank you so much for coming in. I want you guys to come back next time you're in town. Or even if you're not, Skype in. We'll send Russ out there. His name is George Hedrick. George Hedrick is the VP of North America Operations, 2050 Motors. And thanks so much, guys, for coming in. Thanks to Stretch Fowler. What an exciting sort of deal where you get to see sort of the birth of an auto company here in the U.S. How often does that happen?
I'm going to turn mine into a lowrider with flames. I could see it now. I could see it. And maybe soon.
Would you add like a soundtrack to make it sound like...
I'd put a big speaker up there.
Yeah.
And had my choice of sounds. Artificial muffler.
Hey, that's
just to confuse them.
Christiana is our director. Curtis Banovich, our assistant director. David Comatoy is our producer. Murphy's on sound. I'm Sully. That's Rusty Nails. His website is RussIsFunny.com because...
RussIsFatAndBald.com was taken.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sure to visit our friends at 2050Motors.com. I'll put all this up on BigBizShow.com. See you tomorrow. You pick up a little dynamite. I'm gonna pick up a little gun. Yeah.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.